Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Today's guests:
local girls Kiana and Kalina, Rocky's Revival.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Morning.
Hello.
Right.
Busy show today, actually.
Tell me about it.
Would you like me to?
Yeah.
We'll highlight a local non-profit in Caroline's cause. Corner, countdown, a new top five. It's going to be a good one today. Linda Halligan will be here.
Cool. There's a new restaurant on the edge of Dana Point I'm really excited about. It's called Craft House, and the executive chef of that restaurant will join us on the show.
Is he bringing food with him?
I hope so.
He better bring donuts, otherwise he can get out of here. Got too busy a day for his nonsense. What else? Oh, we've got news that includes protesting a new trolley route. That's big news, that, in town. And there you go. Keep listening. It's Daily Scramble Live.
On KX93.5, your Daily Scramble News now.
One would assume that's Billy Gibbons of ZZ Top fame.
How can there be another Billy Gibbons?
I don't know.
Billy Gibbons.
He's got Billy a Gibbons, new solo Gibbons. Song, Baby Please Don't Go.
Baby, please don't go down to New Orleans. Baby, please don't go. I love you so. Baby, please don't go.
Yeah. Well, cool.
It's not a new song, is it?
No, but I think song. that's his new version of it.
He's the funkiest Gibbon in rock.
All right, how about some local news for you this morning?
Go on, then.
Plans for a new residential trolley service pilot program barely got off the ground when neighbors in South Laguna rallied to convince city officials their quaint village doesn't need extra congestion and traffic from a new city trolley. More than a dozen South Laguna residents concerned about the city's plan piled aboard one of the city trolleys Monday to check out the new route and protest it, starting in their village. The trolley field trip started at Mission Hospital in Laguna Beach and wound through neighborhood streets, including Scenic Drive, Eagle Rock, Egan, and West Street. The city's residential trolley service would mirror the blue and white bus service route, which has a fleet of 6 buses purchased in 2004. Just like the city's festival trolley system and its recently introduced off-season trolleys, the new plan is intended to ease congestion and traffic. It's really for the residents, said Thomas Toman, the city's assistant director of community services. The other trolleys are mainly used by beachgoers and visitors. The city's mainline bus travel their 3 routes at 1-hour intervals. The new trolleys would split those routes into 5 circuits, 30-minute intervals, and include North Laguna, Top of the World, Bluebird Canyon, Arch Beach Heights, and South Laguna. City officials are still tweaking the final routes. If approved, the trolleys will roll out during the summer festival season, June 24th through August 31st. They will operate from 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and 6:30 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. Fridays, and 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 p.m. on weekends.
It's not a glamorous job, is it, working for the city? You sit, what do you do all day today?
Figure out trolley timetables.
What do you do today, Steve Dixrow? Oh, God.
You know, when we first reported on this story, I thought, cool, more trolley routes, you know, more opportunities to take the trolley as a local. Maybe I'll use it more if they drive up the hill in South Laguna, because I live in South Laguna. But I suppose I can understand that there's already enough cars on our tiny, windy streets and down there in Solag.
This is supposed to remove cars from the street. You get 20, 30 people on a bus, and then that means that there are fewer cars on the road. These buses are electric. You can't all sit around in South Laguna eating your mung beans and doing yoga all day and saying, oh, we've got to save the planet, and then not in my backyard when they decide to put on electric bus service.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, you know.
You're right.
All right, fine, I get it. You want to use your own car. But tomorrow when you come around saying, would you like a Reiki massage, and we've got to save the planet, and ooh, look at you with your bacon sandwich. Don't even start. Don't even go there.
Well, at least I'm consistent, because I've never preached about saving the planet, and I want to drive my own car.
When I say
is
you,
that
I
okay
mean
with you
specifically?
No, I'm just wondering if that's okay. If I'm consistent with my thoughts, I don't preach about saving the planet, and I do want to drive my own car.
You, my friend, you've got the carbon footprint of a charcoal Sasquatch.
Right, but
dude,
at least I'm consistent. Yeah, you make a good point. I understand completely what you're saying. I can't argue with it.
It's one of those things where it's all right for everybody else. Everybody else has to save the planet, but not me. I need to drive my Hummer into town.
Well,
to get donuts.
It's interesting because
sneaky whole wheat donuts.
I don't live that far from the trolley stop, and there's not really. There's one pretty close to most South Lagoonans. I mean, it's right by the gas station.
That's
South Laguna.
Third Street.
Yeah, well, and there's one there, and there's one actually at Eagle Rock too. I think there's two. So all you got to do is walk down the hill to go to the trolley.
Oh, God forbid!
But now they're saying, all right, we'll come up to you. And
no,
now
no,
they're
no,
still
no,
there
no,
angry.
No. I don't walk unless it's on a treadmill at the Art Fitness. And it's not happening. It's for the people have got to step up. How am I going to get to Whole Foods to get my kombucha surprise? You know, right?
I want to try a kombucha surprise. Whatever that is. Sounds
listen,
pretty good.
I'm not knocking them. I'm the same. I want to drive my car, you know. So when you start regulating those things, there's going to be a certain amount of pain.
Yeah.
Isn't there?
All right. Well, I'm interested to see what happens here, but it was quite a exaggerated protest. They all got on a trolley.
I know.
Piled
I know.
On there with, they picketed it, basically.
I know, and that poor guy, what was his name? Thomas?
Tom Thoman. He's the parking and driving guy at the city. He's a lovely man, actually.
He stood on the bus and he had to field questions and the anger of these people
God.
Who... Desperately.
I like Tom. Tom's
worrying.
A good guy. That's not fair. All right, one more local story for you this morning. The city of Laguna Beach will host the annual Boys and Girls Track Meet on Friday, March 18th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Laguna Beach High School Track and Field. All children born in or after the year 2001 and reside or attend school within the Laguna Beach boundaries are invited to attend. Participants may enter a maximum of three events. The top four finishers in each age division are eligible to complete at the Orange County track meet on May 1st. You can go online to LagunaBeachCity.net to enter along with your $17 entry fee.
Cool.
Great. That's news for you today.
That's it. All right.
And we got more stuff later, but
yeah,
that's it for now.
Oh, there's actually breaking news now. Let's break some news.
Go ahead.
Shall we? President Obama has nominated Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court. He's just done it right this second. It's not official, but multiple congressional sources are telling the press it sets up a dramatic political fight with Senate Republicans who have vowed to block any replacement. So I come to work one morning and you say, we're thinking of booking a band for KX Presents. And I say, I don't care who you nominate. I don't care if you can get you too. No, I say no. That's a great way to run a government or a business.
Statistically speaking, and this is actually something I did read, so I'm not just blowing this out, but I read that every time this has happened before, that a Supreme Court justice had to be nominated in the last few months of a presidential's term, a president's term, they always got appealed every time.
Yeah.
So,
well, they're very nervous this time around.
Right.
Because it would really swing the Supreme Court for the first time in about 40 years over to the left, as they say.
Yep.
This guy, Garland, who is he? He's an appointee of President Bill Clinton. He's a graduate of Harvard and Harvard Law School. Well, he's clearly the...
Sounds pretty good.
He's elite. He's too elite for us. We want a justice... We want a justice like Trump. We want the guy that cleans the street, the guy that empties the parking meters, the common man. Who's got opinions, and that's what counts.
You know, we might get an intern from Harvard this summer. A Harvard student asked
really?
If he could intern here.
Really?
I said, yep.
Oh, I'm going to make his life a misery.
All right, we're going to play a song by Dr. Dog called Dead Record Player. It's Daily Scramble Live. Good morning, Jason.
Morning.
Check it.
Daily Scramble Live.
Artist's name there is Larkin Poe, Trouble in Mind,
Larkin
Generational
Poe,
Alt
Poe.
Rock. On KX93.5.
They're from Seattle. They wear corduroy pants.
Is that what they do in Seattle?
I don't know.
Hey, tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day real quick, and we're doing two very unique, fun things. We're doing our morning show live from Hennessy's Tavern.
Yep, I know.
Which is the consummate Irish pub in
Excited.
Town. 9 to 11 a.m. That's when we're right when they open is when we're getting in there ordering some Guinnesses. And starting
I'm going to take guitar, I'm going to do Irish song sing-alongs, limerick competitions,
yep.
Who's wearing the most green, all of that. It's going to be a killer day.
And then I am going to be, because you're going to Springsteen tomorrow night, so I'm going to be solo at the ranch for yet another St. Patrick's Day broadcast in the afternoon from 3 to 5. They've got an Irish folk singer and some nighttime festivities over there.
And a little later on this morning, I'm going to interview a guy from Terry Casey from the Fenians, who are playing at... the coach house down there, excuse my brain, and they will have tickets to give away for that too. So lots to do on St. Patrick's Day, a fake Irish holiday celebrating a Welsh cleric.
Now,
seriously.
I saw his grave. I was just in Ireland, and you were just in Japan.
Yep.
And there's a new job opportunity in Japan that I wanted to bring to your attention.
Oh, great, because you know what? I really enjoyed it that much. I really considered moving there.
All right. Well, do you have a shuriken?
A shuriken?
Yeah.
Is that, what's a shuriken?
It's a ninja throwing star.
Oh, yes.
Do you have one?
No, I can easily get one, though.
Okay.
Totally get one.
If you have one and you have any skills in ninja display, Japan is looking to hire 6 ninjas in a bid to boost tourism.
I'm well known for my ninja-like stealth.
They're full-time jobs. You make $1,500 or $1,600 a month, and they're requiring that you have some fitness and acrobatic skills.
Oh, that's really me.
And it's the Aichi Prefecture in Tokyo, I guess?
$1,600 a month in Tokyo is not going to get you
no,
much sushi,
it's not
I can
very
tell
much,
you.
Not very much at all. It hopes to promote warlord tourism. So they're not real ninjas, but they are, in fact, ninjas that will prance around and be in front of you, but they have to look like they know what they're doing.
Right.
Ninjas, of course, specialize in espionage, assassination, sabotage, and other forms of irregular warfare.
So if you can do any of those on your resume, what was that again? Say them again.
Espionage, assassination, sabotage, and other forms of irregular warfare.
Brilliant things to put on your resume. If you came in here and you had a resume and it said, I'm good at espionage, sabotage, throwing ninja stars.
I'd hire you.
Yeah. Yep.
So anyway, you can, how do you apply? It doesn't say here how to apply. So if you're
you'll
really interested.
If you're a ninja, you'll know how
you
to apply.
You might have to Google it. Right, so you've got a way to go back, Jason, and live there. I've got a buddy who lived on a rice farm in Japan for a full summer and worked farming rice.
Wow.
One of those big hats, you know?
Yeah, yeah, big.
He did the whole shebang.
Hat. You know, that's something I didn't see while I was there, was a rice paddy.
You got to go way up north.
Is it north?
Yeah, it's
not south is tea, rice is north.
Rice is north, yeah. near Hokkaido, right way up there. That's where the rice is at.
I'd like to have seen that.
Now you know.
Yeah. It's the kind of thing, though, if you drive miles and miles to see a rice paddy and you get there and you go, all right. It's not that exciting, is it? It's not Mount Fuji, is it?
I suppose not.
No.
Coming up, we're going to tell you this morning about some new regulations on self-driving cars. And Caroline's going to be here with a new nonprofit. Linda's going to be here with a very strange top 5 countdown today. And there's more to do on Daily Scramble Live.
Grab a coffee.
It was a great album from Arctic Monkeys in 2006. Whatever people say I am, I am. A Certain Romance is the name of that song. You know, they have a song on that album called Red Light Indicates Doors Are Secured, which I didn't know what it meant until I was in the United Kingdom just a couple weeks ago and noticed that on every single taxi cab.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's right.
Now I know. Real quick, speaking of cars and taxis and driving, Google is working with U.S. lawmakers to figure out how self-driving cars are basically going to exist, okay?
Right.
I'm very excited about self-driving cars. I've followed all the news on it. It's really closer than a lot of people think. But there's regulations that the Department of Motor Vehicles is trying to put in place saying that a trained human must still be able to take control of a car.
Right. Sounds like it makes sense. That's what they do in airplanes, right?
Well, yes, indeed. And they say we currently face a growing patchwork of state laws and regulations on self-driving cars that has the potential to make it become unworkable. And then somebody from, that's the guy from Lyft who said that. The risks posed by self-driving cars in their existing state were highlighted last month when one of Google's cars caused a collision with a bus in Santa Clara.
Right.
Mm,
no you good. Know about Lyft? You know about those, that organization, Lyft?
Like Uber's counterpart?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know the difference between Lyft and Uber?
What?
Nothing. Same price. For you, the end user, same price. Uber have got newer cars, generally, because a lot of people actually buy cars in order to start Uber businesses. So there are newer cars of that. I just was looking at it last night because I wasn't familiar with Lyft, L-Y-F-T. But, yeah, they're going to have to figure it out, aren't they? We're going to have to regulate, God forbid. That means government, oh dear. So that everybody drives on the same side of the road and all that kind of thing. You have to do that.
But here's a question, a hypothetical. If all cars were self-driving,
well, that's the future right there, isn't it?
Then they would know how to behave with each other.
Right.
The difficult part becomes when a self-driving car interacts with a human-driven car, because it's unpredictable.
You know what? Really, we should just get rid of human beings altogether and just have robots everywhere.
But really, if all cars were autonomous and interacted with one another, mm-hmm. then a crash could not occur.
Right.
But, of course, it's unrealistic to think that everyone can afford a self-driving car. So the answer then to me is just give them to everybody.
Yeah, no, but seriously, I mean, you know, eventually what's going to happen? Artificial intelligence gets more and more intelligent. Then they reach what they call the singularity, right? You know about this?
Mm-mm.
Which is where artificial intelligence becomes intelligent enough to replicate itself and improve on itself. But not on a human timeline, you know, over years. You know, your computer gets exponentially better over a year or 5 years. They can do this in a split second. So now artificial intelligence just gets bigger and bigger and more powerful in seconds. This is immense. And now it's really intelligent. And it's at some point it goes, what do we need these fleshy humans for? It's bound to.
Are you suggesting that cars are going to take over our planet?
I'm suggesting that eventually this problem, the computer goes, what's the issue here? What's causing the problem with these cars? Well, it's human beings. Well, get rid of them. You know, because they don't care.
I think you've been watching too much iRobot.
Robots don't care. But they do say it's coming, that singularity thing.
I think you've been watching too much Terminator. I know
some smart people who believe in it. I don't know. Maybe it's like a religion.
I'm personally really excited about self-driving cars. I long for a trip to, say, San Francisco, where I can sit in my seat and it rotates backwards and it lounges out and I get my laptop out, mm-hmm. and then eventually it goes, time to exit the freeway. Then I rotate back and I get it back on the wheel.
And then a woman in a tight dress comes over and says, would you like chicken or beef?
She's been there the whole time.
Diet
She's
Coke.
The stewardess.
Exactly.
She's been there the whole time.
She's my attendant.
Didn't you just dream of that? I dream of that frequently.
I don't want to drive. I'm not interested in driving. I'm very happy to be driven by a car that's safe and blah, blah, blah.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. They have
and
to figure out how it will be safe.
Also, you'd know, because the traffic wouldn't be bad. So you would know when you were going to arrive. An average of whatever, 56 miles an hour.
Well, yeah, because the reason traffic exists is because we're imperfect at merging.
We're slow and we stop and we slow, start, slow, stop.
Traffic would be improved. I mean, it's the future, and I hope, as much as Jason likes regulations, I hope they figure that out because, you know, there's going to be problems with anything, but this is something that needs to happen, in my opinion.
It will.
Good.
And well, that's bye-bye insurance companies at that point, right?
Yeah, nothing bad's going to happen on the road. This band's called The Record Company. Really groovy, really cool. Off the Ground.
Story. The reason why I hesitate is because I think it's a good news story, but it makes me slightly nervous for the protagonist.
Okay.
A homeless man from San Francisco is to be given a reward of $100,000 for helping police recapture the two prison inmates who had escaped from Orange County Jail last year. Do you remember that story?
Yeah, I do remember. It was just a couple months ago, actually.
Was it? Was it actually this year?
I believe it was. Yeah, it was recent.
Okay, so, well, I'll get to that. They broke out. That's right. They were seen, or rather, this guy, Matthew H. Chapman, who's a homeless guy in San Francisco, had seen photographs of these two fugitives on the news, and he spotted them in a stolen van. They'd broken out of Orange County Jail 6 days earlier, sparking a statewide manhunt. The full $150,000 reward was split between four people, with Mr. H. Chapman getting the largest share.
Huh.
Right? So now, these two prisoners have been caught on the strength of the testimony of this guy, Matthew H. Chapman, who is homeless and defenseless. Right? These guys are part of some criminal gang. Okay.
No, they weren't. They were having sex with the prison guard.
But they were in
jail. That's how they got out.
They were actually really quite an international bunch. Hossein Nayeri and Jonathan Chu.
Yeah, they were in like a Amnesty International prison gang. They were like
Well, some guy had advertised his van on Craigslist, and they'd found a way to steal the fugitives. They found a way to steal the van from this guy. The guy whose van it was gets 20 grand. Nice.
Oh, wow.
But he's not named. But this guy's name, Hey Chapman, is now a homeless guy who's not used to having 100
bucks. You think he's going to be targeted by the Orange County prison gang?
I think he's going to make it. He's been sleeping on the streets in San Francisco. He's never had 100 bucks to his name. Now he's got 100 grand and his name's in all the papers. I think that's...
Well, he didn't win the Powerball.
he kind of did, though. And these guys who are now back in jail, they know his name. They know he's got $100,000. He's going to have it in cash. He's not going to bank account.
You know
account,
what? He can buy a really secure box now with a really nice box alarm system. And he'll be okay. It's really kind of you to worry.
It concerns me, this guy.
He's going to be all right.
If you're listening, call in, mate. I will help you for a very small percentage of your cash.
I'd like to point out something tangentially, Jason Fetty. On our Facebook, we posted the big news story from yesterday. Laguna's South Coast Cinema may reopen as soon as April, in just a few weeks, as an indie art theater. And I'd just like to point out what a big deal this is to Laguna. And if anybody involved with this movie theater is listening to us, please note that this Facebook post we made is our most popular Facebook post ever. Over 300 likes, 34 shares, 14,000 people reached, dozens and dozens and dozens of comments. People love our local movie theater, and they're excited about it being an indie art theater. Please keep it that way, and let's see how it goes.
Let's be clear, though, about this, because we've had some experience recently where I've just gone, wait a minute, it's still just hearsay. It's not cast in stone. There isn't an opening night. It's kind of a rumor.
Yeah, but it was in the newspaper. Does that mean you do not trust
everything? No, I'm going home. I'm totally going home.
Let's play some generational alt rock. 1972's Riverside from America.
Because everything can be sung to the tune of our favorite 80s one-hit wonder. It's time for a new Spins Me Right Round on Daily Scramble Live.
Why does it just put me in such a good mood?
It's that kind of music, my friend.
It just does it.
Yep.
All right, so this is called New Spins Me Right Round. It's a weekly segment that we're very proud of. I promise no other radio station in the world has ever done this before. We pick a new song that we like, that we've decided to add to rotation, which means we're going to play it on the station. And we prove to you that we can sing it to the tune of Dead or Alive's You Spin Me Right Round from 1980, whatever.
Yeah, wouldn't you like to be a fly on the wall when we make these kinds of decisions, when we brainstorm these kind of ideas? Actually, you can be, because if you become a member of the radio station, you get in line to be invited in to be part of our, certainly part of our music choice sessions that we have on a Monday, our bun fights, if you will. So you can be part of that if you want. Just go to kx935.com and become a member today.
So we're going to prove to you now that we enjoy a new song and that we can sing any new song we like to the tune of Dead or Alive, You Spin Me Right Round. And the new song today is by Elvi, which is a project of the fellow from The National, Matt Berringer. Elvi is a new band that he does in collaboration with Brent Knumpf of Minomina. They have the new album, Return to the Moon, that came out in November, so we're going to play you a new song from
Sounds
that
like
album.
A depressed Mexican Jew, doesn't it? Elvi. Vi. I just don't understand Vi.
No.
No?
You're losing me.
Elvi. Elbow. The Spanish archer. Elbow.
All right. Anyway, if you haven't turned off the radio, we're going to do this now. And do stick with us. It's about 45 seconds in on this song that I think we come in with the singing. Are you ready, Jason?
You'll have to point at me when it's time.
Okay. You're the music conductor. I don't know. Here we go.
Meet me somewhere near the back. I don't need
that that was going to work, and it worked really well.
Of course, always, every time.
Wow.
Your weekly countdown. The top five on KX93.5.
All right, one segment to another this morning. Linda Halligan in studio with our top five countdown, and it's been a minute, Linda.
It's been a minute. You know, we've got the band back together.
We do, we do.
We've been
apart. Who's the lead singer?
I think Jason, probably. Yeah, probably. I have a cold, too, so you don't want to hear me sing. Maybe I'll just do the cowbell. Oh. More cowbell!
It's nice to see you, Linda Halligan.
Thank you so much.
We missed your energy.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
And I have a cold today, but, you know, I've got DayQuil going. Little emergency, so I still have some energy.
All right.
You're very high right now, aren't you? You're so high.
No. I just took the DayQuil. It hasn't even set in yet.
You were high when you came up with this list last night.
I might have been. I might have been a little bit. No, I totally was not. That's not true. This list makes a lot of sense, guys.
We don't trust you yet. Go ahead.
All right.
We're totally gonna do a blood test on the way out.
Oh my gosh.
We're gonna make you pee in a cup.
By all means, do it. Okay, so we are on the heels this morning of Mega Tuesday, basically Super Tuesday, the sequel that all happened yesterday. Are we tired of this presidential race yet? I mean, it is nothing short of a three-ring circus. Am I right?
Oh, my God. Oh, I mean,
Trump
understatement.
That was the worst thing. When I was, you know, I was away, I was on vacation, and when we found out that Trump had done so well in Super Tuesday.
Right.
My friend who I'm traveling with said, you know the worst thing about this? We're going to have to hear from this guy till November.
Oh,
right.
Well, and perhaps, I hate to say it, but 4 more years, 8 more years?
Oh,
I mean,
God,
I don't
no.
want to
no,
even.
No,
well,
no,
you guys, something
no,
has
no,
to
no.
happen.
He can't. He's not even.
And I'm sorry if you're a Trump supporter.
Let me do it real quick. Wait,
if you're considering like not voting or just sort of shrugging your shoulders, not putting it in your calendar, because a lot of people don't vote because they just forget.
Right.
They don't watch
and
the news.
And it's not as important to them.
Right. Just think about this. Trump with his hand on the codes. The nuclear codes. Think of that.
Real quick.
Every country would hate us.
In Trump news, we forgot to do this morning. He did win Florida,
yes.
But he lost to John Kasich in
Ohio yesterday. Kasich, excuse me.
And Marco Rubio did drop out of the race.
Right.
Poor old Rubio, he's a tragic figure, isn't he?
And Kasich is the gentleman that most of my sensible Republican friends are saying ought to be the nominee. So...
Listen, I don't like him very much, you know, his policy, but at least he's a sensible guy.
Right.
Who you can have seems to have a real conversation when he's speaking, when he's being interviewed. It's, you know, he's listening and then responding to the question asked.
Right. And this morning, you know? Speaker of the House Paul Ryan said he would not completely rule out jumping into the race this summer.
Oh, wow.
So- oh, you idiot, Ryan. It's all over, dude. You're a moron. And Rubio lost in his home state.
In his home state, yeah, that's not a good thing. So he's out.
So what's the list then?
Okay, so it's a circus, right? I mean, we've seen violence. We've seen these grade school insults back and forth. I mean, it's just been completely out of control. Truly embarrassing for our country, I think. And I don't think many people would disagree with me. So today, we're doing the top five actual circus performers who might want to jump into the presidential race.
Circus,
I mean, this list makes perfect sense, guys.
You've chosen actual...
This
like,
is a very
like,
creative thing.
Three-ring circus
yes.
performers.
Yes, I have.
All right.
And, you know, I was just talking to dear Steph outside, your program director. Is that her title?
That's my title.
Yeah, we might want to start supporting some of these circus performers.
What's wrong,
and get
wait,
them
wait,
into
wait,
the presidential
wait,
race.
Tyler, are you okay?
I don't know.
Are you all right, Tyler? Do you need a hug? Because you seem a little skeptical about the idea.
He might just be afraid of
now
circus
I'm offended.
Performers
he's offended
altogether.
Because he called Steph. Because he called Steph. Steph's the music director.
Sorry, music director. Yeah. Oh, you're the program
director. That's all right, Linda.
Sorry.
It's fine.
Director. Yeah, whatever. I'm on DayQuil, people. What do I know? I just gave Steph a promotion. You're welcome, Steph. All right, guys. Let's get into this list because this is serious business. Okay. Well, for number five, you know, I was going to say a clown, but it looks like we already have one running. Ba-dum-bum! Don't you think we're pretty much covered when it comes to buffoonery?
There's a horror movie with an evil clown in.
There's tons of
there's
horror
a
movies with evil
Stephen
clown.
King's It, yeah. of course.
It, right.
Poltergeist with that scary clown under the bed.
The list goes on and on.
Yeah. All right, guys, number five. I'm saying a mime, because a mime would just shut up and get the job done. Keep your mouth
shut. You know, I'm
into
that.
And do it.
I think it might be more effective.
It might be.
Yeah.
Silent politicians. Listen, I'm into regulation, mate. I'll shut them up. I'd say, you know what? No more words? Get on with it.
Okay. what do you think about the mime? Did the mime get in there?
None of these are going to get
in
there.
They get our attention?
It's complete nonsense. It's a fantasy.
Nonsense. I'm just offended, Jason Fetty.
It's fun to talk about. Go on then. Mime was all right.
All right, so mime. So just consider that, would you?
Yeah, all right.
Okay. Number four, the juggler. think about this. Able to juggle everything at once. You know, sometimes it's just balls, clubs, and rings, but other times we've got knives, fire torches, chainsaws, kind of like the presidency. You're dealing with a lot of things.
Metaphorically, is the metaphor for how he could juggle several.
Right, and several multitask sort of thing.
Right.
I'd like to see Donald Trump juggling chainsaws. It wouldn't last
and
very long.
And be really bad at it.
You know,
oops!
I'm a pretty good juggler.
Are you?
You ever seen me juggle?
No, you're probably better than me. I can do a bit.
Oh, let's juggle.
Yeah. You got some bowling pins? Come on, let's see it.
Pins are hard.
Oh, wow, you guys are good.
Because there's the balance. Yeah, you got to do balls.
I can do balls.
Okay,
Linda. Why do balls always get into our conversation on Wednesday mornings?
Jason's fault.
It is Jason's
fault. Just like saying balls.
balls. Number three, tightrope walkers. Great with maintaining balance, dealing with stress, keeping calm, and walking a fine line.
I think Jason's leaving.
Jason's leaving.
I'm not leaving. I need to stand up.
Come back.
My knees have seized up.
Okay. Jason's just bummed that Tyler's a better juggler than he is. I'm sorry.
Tightrope walker. Okay, Linda. All right.
Number two, personally, is my favorite. But very often on my list, my favorite is number two. But I try to do a global list that appeals to everyone.
This one's appealing to everybody.
You've made this up, right? So how can number two be your favorite? Why wouldn't you just put it at number one?
Because when I do this list, it's not just
it's not
to
just
appease
about
me.
Her.
It's for
the
everyone.
Audience.
It's
that's
for
actually
everyone.
That's really advanced media relations.
Thank you.
It's not about you.
Thank you.
About the audience.
See, I'm clearly
I would say viewers, but the listeners.
Yeah. No,
and everybody
right.
out there. Okay. By the way, Cirque du Soleil just called. They love this list because they're entering politics, right? When they're tumbling and all that doesn't work out anymore, they're going to be the next president. Okay, number two, the elephant. And this is not just because it's a symbol for the Republican Party.
Uh-huh.
Think about this. Elephants are exceptionally smart creatures. Did you know they have the largest brain of any land animal?
And didn't know. Well, it makes sense, but never thought about it
because they're very large.
The biggest
heads. But they have three times as many neurons as humans.
Huh.
And I'm guessing eight times more than Donald Trump.
You know, they're really afraid of bees?
Is that true?
Yeah, elephants. Really afraid of bees.
I did not see that in my research. Yeah. I will tell you a few interesting things about elephants, though, that might make them a very good president. Jason, stop yawning. Stop falling asleep. Elephants have extraordinary memories. That's important because think of all the dignitaries, all the people you're meeting. You need to remember things. You need to remember what you said, especially when you're running. You said something a couple years ago if you were supporting someone a couple years ago and now you're not and you're saying you did. You know what I mean? You got to know.
Okay.
They show empathy. That's good in a president. They understand human body language.
Yeah, it's true.
Which
actually,
is good,
yeah.
Right? And they can identify languages.
Humans use bees in order to make elephants not hostile so that they can have conversations with elephants. This is true. I just read it yesterday.
Really? You were reading about elephants and bees yesterday?
I was making a list of the top five animals that could be president of the United States.
Really?
No.
See, you spend your time like I do. Something else about an elephant that you might just find interesting. They mourn their dead. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Are you a little Twilight
Why time? Are you singing the Twilight Zone?
Because we've just entered a fifth dimension of reality here.
It is not my fault that the presidential race in the United States is completely ridiculous and that I have to make a list about circus performers that might make better presidents.
You make a serious point, Linda, and I apologize for laughing at you. Go on, then. What's number one?
No, you're supposed to laugh at me. That's what this whole list is for. A little comedy in the morning while you drink your coffee. Number one, this should make perfect sense to you guys because you're smart, not as smart as an elephant, but you're pretty darn smart. Number one is the ringmaster, right? The ringmaster,
he's got a lot to do.
Can be in charge of, tigers and sea lions, unicyclists, acrobats. They can interact with a large crowd. They sing, they dance, they do all this stuff. More importantly, they do it all while being professional and graceful, unlike many of our presidential candidates. So I say the ringmaster could be the ringmaster of our country.
You know, I've got a stupid question.
Let's hear it.
fits in nicely.
No stupid question with this
one. Do we still have three-ring circuses?
I don't know what three-ring circus is.
I haven't noticed one in decades. Do they not have those in England?
How often do you go to a circus, though?
Not very often.
Well, yeah.
I feel like Cirque du Soleil has taken over the traditional...
No, they have circuses. Ringling Brothers, they have all that.
Circus.
And it's all over the world. Yeah. Circuses have been around forever.
We used to go when we were kids. I think they were mean to the animals, though.
A lot of people don't like circus because of that. I personally, even as a kid, I wasn't a big fan of the circus, and I don't know exactly why. I mean, I like animals. I like entertainment. I just was kind of like, I don't know. It was just weird.
It's a bit, and you know what? It always stinks of animal poop.
Yeah, it does.
That's the thing
poop.
About that big thing on the canyon road.
The horse thing.
Oh yeah.
All very well that
Kovalia.
Horse thing, but can you imagine what it smells like in there?
Yeah.
And the guys, who's picking up the poop? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
That's the job
the
right
poop
there.
Master. Oh. Yeah, the poop master, which might make a good president.
Poop master.
The poop master, because let's be honest, you have to clean up a lot of poop when you're the president.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, this was a very intelligent list. I thank you for listening. People at home are taking notes, and they're thinking about their favorite circus performer.
You know what? Write it in. Write it into the ballot.
Write in candidate.
You can, anybody can
Dumbo. Write in Dumbo.
None of the above, but the ringmaster riding an elephant.
But with a mime
Look,
on the back.
Dumbo can fly with his ears, so think of all the money we could be saving. We don't have to use Air Force One because Dumbo could just fly from country to country. You guys
what do you
really
think,
think seriously You've about this.
You've seen Obama's ears. That's how he gets around. He just flies around.
Well, we saw him drop a beat the other day. That was pretty cool.
Any movies this weekend, Linda?
Sure! The big one, going nationwide, the Divergent series, Allegiant.
Yeah.
The next one is out, PG-13. That's the Shailene Woodley series, so that'll probably make a lot of money. There's a couple other ones that I'm interested in. They're not going nationwide, but Pee-wee's Big Holiday, that's streaming. So you can check out
You're interested in Pee-wee's Big
Paul
Holiday?
Ruben's Pee-wee? Yeah, I
All
love
right.
Pee-wee.
Okay.
Pee-wee's
I will watch that. I will see that. Now that it's streaming, I'll watch that.
All right.
Fantastic. Yeah. And then also, this looks really interesting. Limited release, The Program. It is, it looks really good. It's about the rise and fall of Lance Armstrong.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So,
Linda Halligan.
Well, I just, champion. Gives me a chance to say balls.
Balls. Go vote for a circus performer for the next one.
I'm putting on a song.
Please.
You wouldn't mind. Take that personal.
Linda Halligan TV on Facebook counts down the top five something every Thursday morning. No, Wednesday. Is it Wednesday?
It's Wednesday.
I don't know.
It used to be Thursday. Peace
Linda,
out,
thank
y'all.
You. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
It's KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. Good morning. 9:36 or so. So we're happy to welcome another local musician to our airwaves. Rocky's Revival is a band you've probably heard of. They gig a lot around town. They're doing huge things right now. Kalina and Kiana from the group are in studio performing live for us now whenever you girls are ready.
Just another simple Monday morning. That's not what I like to talk about. The story really started in the middle of a dream. Newspapers and flowers upside down. Whoa, 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 whoa. I walked through the doors and saw myself look back at me. Strange drops shot up at me from the ground. It seems that all the times I've had were right in front of me. Tried to laugh but couldn't make a sound. Whoa, 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 whoa. Was it a dream or was it true?
The night before
I read the news today with you. Oh boy.
Yeah, son of Kalina and Kiana Campion. They are Rocky's Revival. The EP is called Newspaper Dream. You guys fans of the Beatles at all?
Oh, yes. That's actually where we got our name, and, so I'm glad we...
Really?
Yes.
Would never have got that. And then there's a reference to I Read the News Today. Oh,
boy.
Oh,
yeah.
Song.
Got it.
So great.
No one's ever gotten that before.
I got it too, for the record.
Way to go. Both of you.
Great job.
Yeah, we snuck that one in there, and we're like, well, we know the people who are really into the Beatles will get it, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, you want to watch out, because McCartney's so happy. He's going to be after you for that.
You know what? If Paul McCartney sued us, that would be the greatest thing
ever. That's a lot of press.
It is a lot of press.
All press is good press, right? Is that the thing?
Yeah.
Well, it depends.
Yeah. I'll be good.
Actually does depend. I'll tell you all about
the
my
girls history. That got sued by Paul McCartney. Love it.
Yeah.
Well, Newspaper Dream, which obviously is that song, is also the title of your new EP.
Yeah.
Just came out last month.
Yeah.
How many songs are on that?
There are five.
Cool. And I know you girls have been playing together for a long time, since you were even little kids, right? So what's the latest motto or direction that you're going with this thing?
Well, for this EP, our first EP we made a couple years ago was kind of really all over the map with genre. We were kind of finding our sound as just a duo. And so for this one, we went more and we kind of made up our own genre. We like to call it poetic pop. Because we like to tell a story with our songs and not only make music, but also tell stories and have songs that have meaning. And so, this one we're super excited about and just kind of really finding our sound more. And yeah.
It's very jolly. There's five songs. It Takes One is one of them. See, I got confused. I thought there were four songs on this thing. Because it says, It Takes One, Newspaper Dreams, I Hate This Song. And then it says, With You Like a Child. So I'm like, wait a minute, that's not right. You can't say that on the radio. But it's not. It's With You. And then the fifth track is Like a Child.
Yes.
Yep. See? Okay, it's just my mind. I see you've got some local heroes on this record. Tim Ninehouse.
Very nice
bloke there.
Oh, yeah, like you forgot.
No. I just didn't know that he would know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That wasn't an, oh, yeah. It was Tim.
He's another old fart that's just around town desperately latching onto young people and trying to make a living at this music game. But no, fantastic, wonderful player. And looking forward to listening to this. Where can people get this CD?
iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, Pandora,
all the usual spots.
Yeah, you can get a hard copy on CD Baby if you're really itching for
you were a hold you were CD. An editor's pick on CD Baby.
We were.
Yeah.
That was very
Slash
cool.
R.
That was yeah. very cool.
Yeah, we were stoked about that.
Nice. Well, you guys have, I mean, you've had a lot of success recently, and I'd like to talk about, you know, I saw you really randomly. Right on New Year's Eve at the Jack's Mannequin Show. Mm-hmm. Because that was their first reunion show ever in 10 years or something like that. Andrew McMahon's a friend of the station.
10 years in transit.
Yeah, exactly. So it was the reunion of everything in transit, that first album. So you happen to be opening at that gig, which is a huge deal, a completely sold out show. So, Kalina, why don't you take it away and kind of tell us how that all happened?
Well, in 2014, I was actually diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma. Which is a lymph node cancer. And I went through chemotherapy for a couple months. And through that, we were actually able, like, it was just crazy. We were able to do amazing things even while I was in treatment, like every other week, what chemotherapy, I had it like every other week. And
so you had it every other week?
I had it every other week.
How often did you have the chemotherapy?
Every other week. And so I would have my treatment, and then what it would do is kind of knock me down for about a week, and then I'd start building back up to feeling like a normal person again, and then I'd have another treatment. But while I was feeling great, we actually did some cool things, like we opened for the Bengals, and we're finishing our Newspaper Dream album, and all this stuff.
Got to play with Natasha Bedingfield, Lifehouse, Justin Bieber, which was the coolest ever.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Tell us about that last one.
There was it's a Cancer for College is an organization, and they give scholarships to cancer survivors who are going to college. And Kalina got a scholarship from them. And so they ended up asking us to play at their big event, Desert Smash, which is a fundraiser. And it so happened that those three artists were playing, and we got to play with them. It was very cool.
Well, man's been sick. He had a thing, didn't he? You got a whole movie about Andrew McMahon and his sickness.
Well, that's the whole point. She was getting to that.
So I was getting to it. So in 2015, I was cured. And I'm now in remission. And I ended up applying for a bunch of scholarships, and Cancer for College was one of them. And through Cancer for College, I actually got the Dear Jack Scholarship, which is Andrew McMahon's foundation.
Right.
And so I ended up, when I did apply for scholarships, I ended up putting in one of our EPs, you know, just to like set myself apart from the competition. And our EP got in the hands of Andrew McMahon. And he, I ended up calling me one day and was like, I love your music. I'm such a big fan. And I was like, no, stop. Like, I'm such a big fan of you. And it was so great. And he ended up giving me the scholarship. And since then, he's asked us to open for him a couple times. And one of them was his big Dear Jack benefit show in November in Chicago.
That's even bigger than this one, yeah.
Yeah, it was great. We got to fly out to Chicago and play at the House of Blues there. And then he asked us to open up for him on New Year's Eve, which is a show that you were at the Anaheim House of Blues. And it was just so great. And so many amazing opportunities have come from cancer.
So you went through something really difficult and challenging and life-threatening.
Yeah.
But there's a blessing. There's a light at the end of the tunnel from it. It's amazing.
You make it sound like so many great things. In fact, I would advise anybody out there to just get cancer.
No.
It's been so good for my career.
It was just surprising how it all happened. Like so many, like we wouldn't have had these amazing opportunities.
No, of course.
Which is
I'm being silly, but
yeah.
And Kiana's really grateful you got cancer too because
she's so grateful.
Kiana got the win-win for Kiana. No cancer here.
The funny thing is with Andrew McMahon is about 2007 or 9 or one of those 2000s, we had a band called the Raimis. We were like 12 and our band got nominated for an OC Music Award. And it turns out that Jack's Mannequin got nominated for the same award and we both lost.
So you both lost in the same category. Yeah.
And we found that out like the night we were opening up for him. We're like, no way.
So, he probably should have won.
Did you go to the thing? Did you go to the...
He should have won.
Did you go to the award ceremony and go through that whole thing of sitting there waiting for him to greet
him? I don't think we did.
And you go...
Yeah, we had a gig or something. We couldn't make it. But
it's
that's
hilarious.
Why you didn't win. They said, they're like, oh, well,
forget it. They must not get it.
What year was that you
2007?
2000 or 2009? I can't remember. One of those.
Like,
if it makes you feel any better, I won it in 2006.
Did you really?
Did you?
Yeah, and I didn't need to get cancer to do it either.
Nor did you have to beat 2 12-year-old girls.
Yeah,
you know what? If you'd have been that, I'd have been the end of me, wouldn't it? How am I ever going to beat that cuteness?
Well, we're really proud and excited you guys are doing so well. You're really well-liked in Laguna Beach. As you know, people ask you to do gigs around here. You have one this weekend at the Surf and Sand at the 1555 Lounge this Saturday. What time is that at?
5 to 8.
Cool.
And we love it.
And then we should mention your May 7th concert, which is raising money for the Lymphoma Leukemia Society. And you're nominated for Woman of the Year by them?
Yes.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a campaign. And what it's for is, so there's a couple candidates from every kind of region around the country. And I was nominated for this Southern California region. And what happens is we're trying to raise money for cancer research. And so the way you can vote for me is that every dollar donated is a vote. And so whoever gets the most votes at the end of the campaign is the woman or man of the year. And so my campaign, it'll last from March 22nd next week to June 4th. So it's 10 weeks. I'm trying to raise $50,000. So on May 7th, May 7th, we're having a big benefit concert at M3 Live in Anaheim. And we're super excited. Hopefully we're going to have some cool guest artists. And it should be really fun.
Where can people vote for you when it's online?
They can go to cancersucks.rockysurvival.com.
Excellent. what a turn of events for you the last couple of years. That's really turned out really positive. So congratulations. Shall we hear you play another song if you don't mind?
We should. And I'll do a nice little segue into this next song.
Okay.
We are calling this the It Takes One Cancer Challenge.
There we go. And so we have a song called It Takes One. And basically we just talk about how it takes one simple thing to either start a war or a revolution or change the world. And the whole thing with this challenge that we're doing is that it can just take one person to make a difference, especially in a cancer survivor's life so this song's called It Takes One, and we're really excited to tie this all together with music and cancer research.
Rocky's Revival's in studio. They're live on KX93.5 now.
Thank you.
mistake that changed the world that she couldn't do. It took one gunshot to start the civil war. It took one taste of freedom that made people fight for more. Never underestimate one single action. It can cause a series of events, won't lead to satisfaction. We're stronger than our weakest link. The ultimate attraction is to add one to another and cause a chain reaction. It took one man to lead a genocide out of one race of people. 6 million lost a lie. He had one dream of true equality. It took one shot to take his life and his chance to be free. Never underestimate one single action. It can cause a series of events that won't lead to satisfaction. We're stronger than our weakest link. The ultimate attraction is to add one to another and cause a chain reaction. One is not the loneliest number. One day changes everything. One plus one is more than two. Who knows what one thought can do? Day. It takes one judgment to look to take it all away. It takes one kiss to change a person's heart. It's a beautiful diversion and a lovely place to start. Never underestimate one single action. It can cause a series of events that lead to satisfaction. We're stronger than our weakest link. The ultimate attraction is to add one to another. Cause a chain reaction.
Yeah, Rocky's Revival. Nice job, girls.
Yeah.
Kalina and Kiana, sisters from Rocky's Revival in studio now, played two songs, both from the new EP, right?
Yeah.
So one more reminder of where people can get that.
Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, and CD Baby. And a lot of other places I can't remember.
Is there a website or anything you'd like people to go to find out more about you?
Oh, yeah. RockysRevival.com.
Excellent. Jason, any last words?
No, really great. And good luck with everything. There's new research in cancer this last couple of weeks, right? Some guy in Britain reckons he's able to cure breast cancer overnight. Have you seen this
thing? I saw that on Apple News.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really positive. They found some drugs that can encourage the body's immune system to attack specific cancerous cells.
That's
and
amazing.
That's the way to go, right? It's not some chemical chemo radiation thing. It's literally using your body's natural resources. So please God, that'll work out. But you're doing great work, and thank you very much for the work that you do for cancer research.
And
pretty
for sharing that with us. It's really, really courageous of you. Thank you both. We'll see you soon. Rocky's Revival on KX93.5.